Nick, can you just kind of talk about how you felt out there? Offense scored its most points of the season.
I mean, I felt comfortable. I feel, more comfortable every time I take reps. I was really proud of the guys. The guys up front did a great job blocking all night. Our running backs did a great job running, and I feel like we were pretty efficient in the pass game. I missed a few throws that I'd like to, I'm going to keep working on, and I got a hit. But, it just shows you that you got to, be solid all throughout the game and just eliminate mistakes. But I know we're going to keep working, and we're going to keep pushing forward and keep getting better.
Andy said he wanted to feed you more throwing the football down the field tonight.
What was that?
Andy said he wanted to feed you more of the getting the football down the field tonight, get you more, looking down the field and throwing the football down the field. How do you think you performed throwing it down the field?
I felt like we took some shots a few times downfield and just tried to stretch them out. They were playing pretty soft coverage, so they gave us a lot of stuff underneath. So I was just trying to be smart with the football, just keeping drives alive, being efficient. But, that's stuff I'll look at. And I thought the receivers did a great job with their routes and a great job catching the ball and moving after it. And once again, the line did a great job protecting all night.
Nick, it looks like you're going to move down the field. Bryce is still running hard, and he fumbles the ball. Your emotion when that happened?
I mean, we got to get ready to get back on the field and, move the ball down the field. I mean, there's no time to, think about it. We got the ball right back, and Herdameris, did a great job. But, mindset is we got to keep going. Bryce played a heck of a game. He fought. He's a tough running back, and, he's going to keep learning, but he's going to keep better. He ran hard all night, and I was really proud of him. And, sometimes it's tough. I mean, sometimes, stuff happens, but he's going to overcome it. And I know the type of person he is, type of player he is.
How much more comfortable did you feel tonight?
I felt really comfortable. I feel, progressing day to day, just keep, just working hard. I feel more comfortable. I just got to keep working. There's some throws that I miss that I can't. And, I just got to keep working hard and look at the game film and, take my notes and work on what I need to improve on, which is a lot.
Feel playing would help that, continuing to play each week?
I mean, the only way to get better is to, continue to take reps and play. But, that's my job is to, worry about right now and, think about the game tonight and, coaches make all the decisions. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to worry about tonight because, I'm dealing with the game right now, just my thoughts and emotions are, it was a tough loss. I was proud of our team for the way they fought. And we just have to keep working and stick together.
What about Bryce Brown, these two games? Have you seen anything quite like that in terms of his production?
Bryce is a heck of a player. I mean, he's shown the last two games what type of a back he is, and he's a very, very, very good young back. And Bryce is going to keep working. He's going to keep getting better. And, he's got a good head on his shoulders, so I'm excited to see what he does in his future.
Nick, you checked out on the touchdown pass to Riley. Can you kind of go through coming out of the huddle what your play was called and what you checked to?
I mean, it was just a, play that, was designed for a certain coverage and they didn't give me the coverage I wanted. And I saw a matchup with Riley and I just took it.
What did you see on the two-point conversion?
I got to make a better throw. I mean, y'all saw the film. I know y'all saw it. I got to put it on Jason. Jason did a great job with his route and it's my job to put it on him. I missed him and I'm going to hit that throw in practice in a few days and get that thing right.
It looked like Bryce was
Yeah, Bryce was mine. I saw Bryce, but, my first read was Jason, and Jason got open, did a great job, and I got to give him the ball. And then Bryce did a great job with his route, but that was on me. That was all on me. I made a bad throw.
Andy said that he gave you more this week as far as downfield stuff. Can you just talk about your comfort level in that progression of kind of getting the ball down the field more and just how that's evolved?
I feel comfortable. I think just taking reps with the offense and just getting a feel for the pocket and stepping up in the pocket and being able to throw the ball more downfield is it's a great weapon for an offense because it stretches the defense, gets them out of there, and then you're able to run the ball effectively. Or you're able to run the ball effectively, and then you can get over the top of them. So I love throwing the ball down the field. But with throwing the ball down the field, you have to be smart because if they do get out of there, you gotta use your check downs. So I thought the running backs did a good job doing all night, getting into the check downs. And, receivers did a great job. Line did a great job blocking.
Think about standing in front of us after the first Cowboys game, standing in front of us now. Are you a considerably better quarterback than you were then? Are you slightly better? How would you assess your development?
I feel like I've improved. I don't know how to assess it. I've just worked day to day to improve on little things. And I think it's just a comfort level and I can't really point anything out, just, you know, fine-tuning everything, and it's going to be, there's a ton of work in this film that I still have a ton of improvement, and I just feel, you know, like the two-point conversion throw, I got to hit that. There's a couple other throws that I just got to nail, but I feel a lot more comfortable because, like I said before, the more reps you do with anything in life, you know, the more y'all done media or ask questions, y'all got more comfortable with questions, so it's just like that, same thing with football.
Is this special at all coming from Austin? Was there any pressure that you put on yourself?
No. You know, I was born in Austin, Texas, and I had some family in the stands, and, you know, I know my granddad was here, and, you know, it's always special when he comes and watches me, but, you know, I just, when I'm playing, I'm with my guys, and I'm in the zone and really focused on the game.
When, obviously nobody wants to lose, losing is awful, but how much fun are you having just playing again?
Losing's not fun. It's not a good feeling, but just to be out there competing with the guys, I feel like we have great coaches, great group of guys, great owners. You know, it's a great organization to play for, so we got to get, you know, we got to keep working, keep grinding, because, you know, it's tough to lose and fight, and I thought the guys battled all night. I thought they, you know, fought hard, and Dallas is a very good team, and they played well tonight. Hats off to them, but I was proud of the guys for battling, and it's fun playing with it's fun playing with everyone. We have a great group of guys.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you all.
Right, we can't go through there or what?